Lekker man, lekker, lekker. I just love this movie. It's A Star Is Born and Lady Gaga doing this one. Always Remember Us This Way. Nice one, nice one. Just a different feel to it. There's so much emotion in all of those songs that they're doing.
But no, you know what? And it's weird for me now. You normally don't talk about movies that you do like, and this is one of them.
It's definitely
Star Is Born. But haven't you watched Bohemian Rhapsody? Are you serious?
Mm-mm.
Go watch it.
Yeah, give me some time with that as well. No, I'll do it.
Wat is maar word
jy? Jy wil ek word in movies en sak slaap as slaap ek so.
Maar kyk, jy kan word by die stadium staan en net maar kyk een keer.
Focus on Kai and tomorrow. That's the main focus tomorrow. Listen here, ladies and gentlemen, that time of the morning, it is a Friday, and on a Friday morning, we dedicate some time during the show to our South African artists, just saying hello to them, checking in with them, and also giving you some information about those artists. So for this morning, it is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, a Friday morning. We have a special lady with us. On that note, Sasha Taylor. Morning, dear. How are you? Welcome to Hashtag Casey Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing absolutely amazing this morning. How about you guys?
Always well. Always well. Never dull moment outside. What's the weather like out in Joburg?
Funny enough, I'm actually in Cape Town right now, and the sun is actually peeking through the clouds a little bit today.
Yeah, for me to know. Okay. But getting back to the Joburg thing, you're born and bred out in Joburg, or how does that work?
I was actually born in KwaZulu-Natal, and then we moved to Joburg when I was about 7 years old.
Okay, so most of your years, the other 10 years, you spend in Joburg, no?
Yeah, it would be actually...
No, I know. Don't give away your age. I'm telling the people you're 17 years old. It's fine. It's
okay. No, let's call it 10 years. Okay. Let's call it 10 years.
That's the thing. Sasha Taylor on the line with us. Sasha, how did it all start for you?
So I was actually born into a family of musicians. I had lots of people in my family who were into music.
Okay.
And so from a very early age, I had those influences, and I was instantly drawn to music. Mm. And so I've basically been doing it like my whole life.
Mm. And in your house, obviously, who's the artist that was normally played there?
So when I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of like Supertramp, Leonard Cohen, the Gypsy Kings, like those are some of the artists I remember from when I was younger.
So going to school and primary and then over to high school, did you pursue music in any way?
Actually, in primary school, not so much, but in high school, so we didn't have music as a subject, but I would enter some of the talent shows in high school, and when I was in grade 11, I actually won my category in the talent show, so that was very cool.
Okay. And if you need some inspiration as an artist, are there specific artists that you look up to or that you would like to perform with? If you have an opportunity, say for example, I tell you now, Sasha, the real reason I'm calling you is we're setting up a stage and we're getting people out there and we want you to be our headliner. But who would you like to open for you? Who would that be?
Can I choose a bigger artist than me?
Of course. You can, listen here, dear, you can choose anyone. Anyone, you can choose that.
Okay, one of my favorites is Majozi. I love his music.
Okay.
So I would definitely pick Majozi to perform on the same stage. And also some of the other local favorites of mine. I love Good Luck, but they are main character energy, so I feel like I would have to go before them.
Okay. So now the budget is clear. There's no more budget, no? You can't choose anyone else, no? They're quite expensive. All right.
Yeah, yeah. The budget was finished long ago.
Long ago. Sasha Taylor with us online, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating South African artists. So what does a morning look like in the life of Sasha Taylor?
Very, very chilled morning routine. I tend to wake up quite early and then I make myself a cup of coffee. I might check my emails and the socials, maybe do a social media post if I have any content. And then I might spend some time in my studio getting creative, making some music. It's pretty chilled, but I like it that way.
So last year, 2024, you released your debut single, Marmalade. The name, where, how did you get to that name, and what is that song about?
That is a very nostalgic number. So I told you guys that I was born in KwaZulu-Natal in Margate. So after I moved to Joburg, we used to go on road trips to visit my grandmother in Margate. And one of my childhood memories about that is eating marmalade on toast in the kitchen. For me, that stood out as one of those nostalgic moments. And I thought, you know, this is going to be the hook of my song. I'm going to call my song Marmalade. I love it. Marmalade on toast is just delicious.
That
clearly, it just stuck in my brain, that memory.
And then, of course, also, who's doing the writings of the song? Who's doing the writing, the lyrics? Where is it coming from?
So I write all my own songs. I have been writing songs since I was a child. Actually found my old songbook from when I was like 10 years old, and I looked at all my old songs. So I've been writing forever. And inspiration for me comes from all around. A lot of life experiences, past, present, maybe some future aspirations, and things that I'm feeling inside. That's most of where my inspiration comes from.
So, after Marmalade, you released a second one titled Tomorrow. Is that about dreams, or what was that about?
That one is actually a very deeply personal song. I was going through a bit of a rough patch last year, and I started feeling a bit hopeful and coming out of that. And then I wrote Tomorrow during that period. So it's a song about hope, about looking forward to tomorrow, because you never know what tomorrow has in store. It might be amazing. You might feel so much better tomorrow. So yeah, that one's a song about hope.
Okay, so I'm going to play one of your third release. I think it was in May earlier this year. Finer Things. That's the title of that single. What is that song about?
So, Finer Things is a bit more of a lighthearted number. I mean, my favorite line from the song, the finer things in life are free, is basically about appreciating like the smaller things in life. Like you don't need to splurge to have a good time. You can be with the right people, you can be doing something simple, and you know, appreciate the moment. The finer things in life are free. Just enjoy the moment you're in right now.
So true, because this time never ever comes again. If it's over, it's over, it's done.
Exactly. You can't just wait for big things to come. You have to enjoy all the little things too.
the small victories, you have to celebrate every single one. Sasha Taylor on the line with us. Sasha, I will have to let you go. If people would like to get hold of you, how can they get hold of you?
You can find me on social media at Sasha Taylor Music. And yeah, you can also find all the links to my music on there, and pop me a DM if you want. That's where you can find me.
Are you in Cape Town for business or pleasure?
For pleasure. I'm visiting my parents.
Okay. You must enjoy Cape Town. And of course, I'll chat to you soon. When are you releasing the next one?
So I'm releasing my EP as a whole in about 2 months. I haven't got a set date, but there will be one unheard song on there. Something to just surprise you guys. Yeah.
Okay. So Sasha, keep us posted, please, when you decided on a date. And keep on producing and creating greatness. Thank you so much, and keep on flying the flag for SA Music.
Thank you so much.
Keep well. I'm going to play this one now, Finer Things. People, take a listen. This is Sasha's latest released one, her third song, and do enjoy. Sasha, we'll chat to you soon again. Keep well. Cheers, bye. That's Sasha. Okay, here's the song, people. Traffic's on standby, and of course, sports as well.
I'm feeling the mood. Being here with you is nice. Let's sit for a little while. I'm feeling all these things inside. Do you feel them too?
Coming from Sasha Taylor, Finer Things Of course, it's hashtag Case of Breakfast, and we most definitely flying the flag for SA Music on a Friday morning whenever we have an opportunity to bring those artists to the station, then we do so. If you have a favourite artist and you would like us to get hold of him or her or them, let me know. 0824141077. We will definitely make it happen.